Harper Audio presents Listen to Me, a fusion novel by Kristen Proby. Performed by Sebastian York and Ariel Delisle. Chapter 1. Addison.
In summary,
Cammy, one of my very best friends and a business partner, reads from the Portland Tribune.
Seduction is a restaurant unlike any other I've experienced. The food is delicious, the wine bar impressive, and the ambiance so sexy it will take your breath away. I highly recommend this restaurant for your next date night.
I want to send that reviewer flowers, Mia says with a wide smile. Who would have thought that just 6 months after opening this place, we'd already have a review like this? Well, it's a no-brainer that they'd love the food, I reply, and reach for the paper so I can read it again for the 15th time. You're a genius in the kitchen, Mia. We've known that since we were in high school. I still get nervous, especially now that I never know who the customers are going to be. We didn't even get a heads up that this guy was going to be here. Mia bites the cuticle on her thumb and frowns. Maybe I should add to the menu.
The menu is perfect, Cammy replies with a shake of her blonde head. He loved us.
We smile at each other, and finally I do a little happy dance in my seat. We haven't opened for the day yet. Cad and Riley, the final two business partners in our fivesome, haven't arrived. But Mia, Cammy, and I have read this article over and over again, smiling and dancing. Rejoicing. Because, damn it, we've worked our asses off since we opened the doors 6 months ago. All of our eggs are in this basket. We can't fail. And we won't. We hear the front door open and close, and I expect to see either Riley or Kat, but instead Jeremy saunters into the dining room, looking all rumpled and messy from sleep. His eyelids are still heavy. His chin is scruffy. His blonde hair is standing on end, still in chaos from my fingers last night. Jesus, this man makes my hormones work overtime. He grins and kisses my head, then picks up my coffee and sits next to me.
Why are you here? Cammy asks with a frown. I'm in too good of a mood to have to pretend to like you.
I glare at my best friend, but she just shrugs.
My girlfriend is here,
Jeremy replies and sips my coffee.
I missed her.
Please,
Mia whispers with a roll of the eyes. My friends used to like Jeremy in the beginning, but now they make it no secret that they don't care for him. But they're just overprotective. They don't want to see me get hurt. Sure, he's a musician. Not a particularly gifted one at that, but he does well, booking gigs for his band Hell's Roses regularly. And, oh my God, what the man can do in the bedroom should be a felony. He makes me laugh, and despite his arrogant persona around everyone else, he has moments of real vulnerability and sweetness when we're alone. Is he the one? Probably not, but I'm pretty much convinced that the one was invented by romance novelists and Disney. Be nice, I snap and continue to read the paper. We got a kick-ass review in the Tribune, I inform Jeremy with a grin.
Of course you did,
he replies and kisses my cheek.
Are the music reviews in there too?
He snatches the paper and shifts through the pages, then reads through the reviews of the music and club scene in Portland.
Not one fucking mention?
Cammy catches my gaze, then crosses her eyes in annoyance. I simply shrug. He's not in the restaurant business. He wouldn't understand what a big deal this is for us. I've been thinking, I begin and lean my elbows on the table. Now that business is picking up, I think we should add live music on the weekends.
Sorry, Cupcake, Jeremy says with a sigh. We're booked.
Thank God. Jeremy's band isn't the one I'd want for my place. But rather than jab at his ego, I simply smile and kiss his shoulder. I know, babe, but I'd still like to bring in someone. Maybe just a one-person act, just a microphone and a stool, you know?
We can afford it,
Cammy replies with a thoughtful frown. Cammy is our chief financial officer. She handles all things money, and she's a wizard at adding up figures in her head.
Who are you thinking?
I don't know. I reach for my coffee mug and frown when I see that Jeremy has sucked down every last drop. Babe, will you please run over to Starbucks and get us
Sample complete. Ready to continue?